Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is David Carmel. David Carmel is the CEO and founder of the management consulting firm C-Suite Advantage, Deal Rocket, and Startup Rocket, the breakthrough new digital platform and business development technology that revolutionizes how businesses scale and engage. Batteries included is Carmel's unique perspective on business transformation for today's digital world. Well, good afternoon, David. Welcome to the show.
Brian, it's great to be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, David, our audience probably already knows this, but just to remind folks, David, you've been on this show several months ago, as you know, as an entrepreneur, a fintech expert with your platform Deal Rocket, but now you have some more exciting news. You're always out there doing something, dabbling and growing businesses, doing deals. You've got Startup Rocket now, which is pretty exciting. And the fact that, you know, we've collaborated during this time offline, there's a lot of exciting things we'd like to talk about today. But let me jump in maybe to your thoughts on that before I get into the questions. I know you wanted to share something with us.
Brian, first of all, I don't know if your audience realizes what a gem you are and what Corazont does and for affording writers and thought leaders and others to get their story out, their message out. And more importantly, is how do you connect other people? We're perfect strangers, may not have learned certain things. So I just want to thank you for all you do and for all the opportunities that you've given me and my company.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's what it is. You know, it started with a little LinkedIn connection. And before you know it, two entrepreneurs got together and it made some great things. So switching gears, David, let's talk about, again, you've got an amazing background, right? You had a career in fintech as an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur at this point. And obviously, you're now the CEO at Deal Rocket and Startup Rocket, which you had just launched. Maybe you could share with our audience a secret to your career growth and what inspired you around all this?
Thank you, Brian. Great question. Personally, I'm a person who's driven by the power of possibility and helping our customers become better versions of themselves. We want to free them, at least I do, to be the innovators, business magnates, and customer experience leaders they aspire to be. I've always been obsessed by customer experience, and I've always been tied to live by what Henry Ford said, which is, if I had to listen to my customers, if I asked my customers what they wanted, they would ask for a faster horse. So when you're going in this realm of creating something new and trying to help people out, when you're trying to do something for them, our goal, at least my goal, is how do you take a product and let's put it in superhero terms for the lack of a better discussion. How do you take the Marias, the Marios of the world, Brian, and turn them into Super Marios and Maria and give them the opportunity and skills that they didn't have before. And that's what I feel. And that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what keeps me going at night. And that's what makes me love what I do. And I am so delighted to be here to discuss this with you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that. And you're right. You know, helping others is what really gets the juices flowing, gets people jazzed about life and just getting us right out of bed in the morning. So David, switching gears a little bit, right? A lot has happened since we first met, especially this thing called the pandemic, right? We all had to make these shifts and sacrifices. I know you've made some incredible ones in your entrepreneurship journey with your recent startup here. What are your plans to adjust for continued business growth going forward?
Wow, the pandemic. Brian, we were one of the early ones that saw the need and ultimately being a digital world. And this is before the pandemic, though obviously we didn't forecast it, but we started developing Deal Rocket and building Deal Rocket along those lines. And then when the pandemic hit, we had to suddenly realize what was compressed into literally in a month, that 5 years got compressed into a month. So now the rest of the world was now on the same path and vision that we are on. So how do we take a platform like Deal Rocket? What could we do during this time to make it incredible, even better? We basically spent our time during the pandemic turning Deal Rocket from a 1.0 into a 4.0. And it is just incredible. I know you've seen it and utilized it. But we also had to take a look at how to use my time. I started writing. I got introduced to people like you. And thank God you've allowed me the forum and platform to do that. But we also had to realize that we had other problems to solve, that there's new problems are coming on. And that's why every one of us was becoming a startup. If you think about it, after the pandemic hit, we all became startups. We are all coming in from a new place, a new experience, And that's how we got the idea of Startup Rocket. So not only were we developing and improving DealRocket, but we also developed Startup Rocket during this time, as well as I realized that one of the failures that we had or faults is that we needed to have a better digital module. And if you can believe it, I brought in a group of interns and we have now put together something that is so incredible, so fantastic digitally, it has surprised me. But this is what happens when you put your faith in people and realize there's no barriers. And when you get the right people all rowing on this in the same way, it's just an incredible way to do things. So right now we have a 4.0 platform. We have a new platform called Startup Rocket, which is great, geared for the startup world. And now we have mobility and articles and content that can support what we do as well. So again, I'd like to thank you for helping make this possible, Brian.
Absolutely. What's really cool about this is the collaboration. We talked about it at the beginning when we first made that first introduction to each other. It's the collaboration. In fact, you wrote an amazing article on it, and we'll talk about that, the big guy, little guy collaboration. And it kind of really is parallels to our relationship over the last 18 months or so. So David, switching gears though, before we get into that too much, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your business. You know, you talked about it with some of your developers there a second ago. Is there anything you might be able to share with our audience today?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And actually, you touched on this, the big guy, little guy collaboration, which we have pioneered, as well as ecosystem investing. And I can give you an example if you'd like. These large corporates, even before the pandemic, McKinsey, Accenture, Deloitte, have all found that they had been lacking in innovation. They have not done the investment in innovation. And without it, they're going to fall way behind. And only, and the pandemic has only made it worse. And secondly, these large players also are looking for new platforms, new ways to move forward. How do you grow with your existing customer base and take them beyond where they're going into a new way, into a new realm that they've never been before? So that's one of the things that we're doing here. So we have created through our invitation model where these larger firms or anybody comes on can invite these different type of customers on or clients, what we call the ecosystem, their prospects, their referral partners, or vendors, and bring them all together in a virtual cycle. And also, we're solving some major problems here. By bringing the big guy, little guy together, it really is an ultimate great partnership, which is exactly what you're trying to do on your platform as well. And it allows the little guy who couldn't get access to what the big guy can provide, it allows the big guy the innovation that they couldn't have. And like what we'd like to say is we deliver new capabilities and integrated experiences beyond core offerings that create an incredible customer body experience. And that's why ecosystem investing is so important, because it makes these firms more profitable and essential to invited clients and their prospects, their business referral partners. And as we said before, creating a virtual cycle where everybody wins. So that many of these corporates, due to their sheer size, have been unable to innovate enough internally to elevate client value and offerings. Also, a lot of them are running into this inclusion problem. And they're talking some pretty big games today. And on our platform, we can take care of that in a hurry. And whether you want to invite minority women-owned businesses, but people with purple hair or any kind of prospect or business partner you want, you can do it. And if the companies are really serious about solving this innovation and inclusion problem, we can handle that for them right away. And as a matter of fact, Deloitte originally, and if I was recommending to people to pay attention to one thing in their global marketing trends survey, there's a quote, it says, it's not enough to market inclusiveness or diversity, as 57% of consumers are more loyal to brands that commit to actionably addressing social inequities. So Brian, wherever you stand on this scale, we have the ability to solve these problems for you. And as we call it, the MVP. I know in your world and my world, an MVP is usually a minimally viable product. But we say, no, solving the customer's most valuable problem, which is the MVP, in a way they've ever experienced before, changes the premium business model and business social experience. And together, this is what we can do and to help move things forward. And this is why we're so excited about what we can offer, because it's not about us. It's about helping others to help themselves to make this world a better place.
And thank you for sharing that. As far as the collaboration, that's so important. Last question, David, before we wrap up, maybe you can share with our audience something from your career experience or this startup experience is totally fine that might be helpful for those looking to go to their career in either fintech or entrepreneurship.
Well, I'm going to give you a little offbeat thought. when I grew up, I grew up in a labor union environment. So I did a lot of manual labor work. And I can't tell you how much that has helped me in understanding people. Because one of the things I love about business and building teams is, to me, and I hope it's not heresy what I say, but it's really about bringing the people that have differing ideas or diversity of ideas, thoughts that have common values together. And if you notice on these teams, if you ever work with people on an assembly line or digging ditches or whatever it is, you've got to pass the baton. People have got to learn to trust each other. And they don't care what gender, race, or religion. They want to make sure that you are there and you can protect them, help them, and they can all pull together as a team. And this is one of the most valuable things I've learned. And today, a lot of people haven't that. So if you had the chance to do some manual labor, even McDonald's used to have a program where they got their executives out there in the restaurant so they never forgot what's a customer. Secondly, learn to pivot. I just wrote an article, Brian, on your platform, as you all know, on pivoting. I am the biggest hypocrite that you will ever meet. A friend of mine says, no, you're not. You just pivoted more than anybody I know. And that means that everything, I can almost tell you, that was everything I ever thought was foolish or stupid. I now believe it and embrace like I can't get over. So don't get locked in. Be able to move, particularly when you're developing software, coming up with a new type of platform or something different. You've got to realize that certain things are going to change. You've got to be able to move. You have to have thick skin, which is another thing. And remember, be inclusive. Don't interrupt, but be interruptible. And this is the important thing. And lastly is my boss, when I came out of law school, I assisted to the chairman, the CEO of a large corporation told me, think about it before you, this is before you even email, but before you drop a memo on my desk or come in, think about it. Sit on your hands, wait 24 hours. If you feel the same way in the morning, then go ahead and feel like you can do that. And lastly, Brian, I would just like to say again, thank you, but there's a guy named Alan Simber. When I was written up in Inc. magazine, and I was invited to one of their conferences. And I saw this man, and they said, you have to go see him. And I was looking at him beforehand. I was going, what the heck could this guy actually tell me? And then within the first 1 minute, I realized I'm probably seeing the greatest sales marketing person I will ever see in my life. And he has a simple thing, and I still carry his card with all these sayings on it and check it every day. But he said, when you're selling them, you're doing something to them. When you're helping them, you're doing something for them. Who would you want to buy from? And I'll leave you with that.
That's amazing. Thank you, David. It's so awesome to hear everybody's story on this platform because we've all learned from somebody. We've all had a coach or a mentor at some point in our life that has made an incredible difference in our lives. And it shows us how we can give back and help others as well. And David, last thing is, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
And Brian, again, thank you. And yes, you are absolutely right. We are all made of the people that we've met and been influenced by in our lives. And anybody who says differently will never make it in software or in leadership. Again, thank you for all you do and for all your help to the rest of us out there.
Absolutely. Bye, my friend.